Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
Now, Melissa was telling Jen and I a story earlier, and this is, I mean, brace yourselves, women. And you know what?
It's an anomaly, actually.
I'm going to stand up for this guy because I'm required to. But there is a man in Atlanta who just doesn't get it.
I know. It's amazing. I couldn't believe the story because you never hear that.
Right.
But last night I called a friend of mine, and I don't want to use a real name, so what...
Claire. Oh, God, that was her real name.
I love the name Claire.
You got it.
Oh, it's a great name. So, Claire. So, we'll call her Claire. So, I called Claire last night, and you can tell when someone is preoccupied at the moment with something, like they're not finished reacting to something that has just happened to them. So, she seemed frustrated when she answered the phone, and she said, I just got a call from this guy, and I don't want to use his real name. So, what's the guy name?
Phineas.
No, Joey.
Joey. Okay, Claire and Joey. Let me write that down because I'll forget. Okay, so Claire and Joey. So I called Claire last night. So she had said that she just got this call from Joey, and she just let it go to voicemail. And she goes, I cannot believe that he is still calling me. And I'm like, well, what's the story? I had never heard of this guy. And I want to say it was before the holiday. I'm not exactly sure when they went out, but a friend of hers had set her up with this guy. I said, oh, you know, he's a great guy. I know him, and I think y'all would get along well. So they went to lunch. You know, the first meeting usually is always a lunch thing. So they go to lunch, have a good time, you know, good conversation. But she realized at that time that this is just not my type of guy, you know, no big deal. So he, you know, called her after the lunch and asked her back out. And she's, you know, was not available to go out. And she's the type of woman who is, you know, really nice. She doesn't want, you know, I guess like most of them, you don't want confrontation, especially with someone that you barely know. So
why add the drama?
Exactly.
Just kind of, you know, say you're not available.
I'm not available, but thanks so much. And then he asked again, and she, you know, I'm not available, but thanks. So that was her first, like, okay, she was never available after that lunch. So then he kept calling.
So he actually did have conversations, and she just said, that day doesn't work out. Sorry,
right.
I'm busy that night. I got plans with my friend that afternoon.
And
so they did talk.
They did talk in the beginning. And, you know, and I'm sure, well, of course, I for women, you also, there's a level of enthusiasm. You know, like if you're really interested in somebody, you kind of bring, you know, have this high energy with them. And, oh, I'm sorry, you know, that I'm not available that night, but maybe whatever. But she didn't do that. I mean, it was a very just plain, oh, you know, I can't, but thanks.
He should have gotten the hint.
Exactly. That's what she thought. So then he kept calling. So she just didn't return his calls. Now through the, and then when she got surprised, was like, he would call her on Thanksgiving. He called through December. He called on Christmas Day.
Oh, God.
And she didn't call him back. And he kept calling and kept calling. So last night he had called again. And she said, it looks like I'm going to have to call him and tell, you know, she's like, what should I do? And I'm like, he's obviously not getting the subtle hint. So you're going to have to call him and just be straightforward. I said, you know, don't backtrack into the, you know, like you start feeling bad for him and start
right.
trying to make excuses or say, well, maybe, you know, we'll just be friends and blah, blah, blah. Just be, you know, straightforward look.
But she said, why didn't she, if it's bothering her, why didn't she do that 6 weeks ago?
Well,
she just wanted to be nice. She thought he'd get the hint.
And over the holidays, I mean, everybody was so busy that she,
right.
her, you know, priority was not going to be to call, you know, Joey back.
What if Joey is thinking, oh, she must just be busy over the holidays?
Nice try, Jeff.
Stop
okay, so.
Him.
So right, yeah. But yeah, I'm not going to defend him too much because I, yeah.
Yeah, come on
I
now.
Think I can,
come on
if,
now.
If you
but
said
there's,
that he
but
was
there's go, more.
If you said he was going for 2 or 3 weeks, I'd be right there with
it's
him.
It's 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
Then, okay, so then she said, so last night. So I and I take afternoons naps in the afternoon. So I had talked to her before my afternoon nap. So she said, okay, I'm going to call him. And so I'm like, well, you know, I'm going to turn my phone off, but you've got to let me know what happens. She said, I'll leave you voicemail. So then when I woke up, I checked my voicemail, and she said, oh, my God.
Oh, no.
And so I called her back. Like, what happened?
Oh, God.
So she said, you know, she called him, and, you know, hey, Joey, it's Claire. And, you know, hey, what's been going on? And I'm not sure exactly how, you know, the beginning of the conversation started, but he went into, oh, yeah, well, you know, the holidays were kind of rough because, you know, my dad's in the hospital. And then he went on about how his mom is sick, too. And so he went on about very sad occurrences in his life over the holidays. And so then she's thinking, well, I can't just all of a sudden be mean to him.
No.
But she thought, no, I'm going to do this. And so she said, you know what? I just wanted to call to let you know. I mean, I know I've received your phone calls. We had lunch a few months ago, but I'm just not really interested in a relationship with you. And so then his response was, so what you're saying is you're not interested now.
No, it was not.
Good for you, man. Stay in the game.
And she's like, what do I have to do to get this guy?
If you're on your feet, you still got some fight in you.
I mean, you know, so, I'm not sure how it ended, but it's pretty much like, yeah, well, no, I'm not interested. And so, but she's not sure if he got the hint. I mean, that was last
so
night.
You mean so, not right now, like maybe later, maybe if I call you in a month from now, maybe if I wait 24 hours,
it's
you
almost
would
like,
feel different.
How are you going to feel in 6 months? I mean, do you think you can have feelings for me in 6 months? I mean,
now, I got Kelly on the phone, and up on my screen it says her comments, Claire doesn't get it, guys don't get subtle hints. Do you still feel that way, Kelly?
Exactly. You just can't play these little guessing games with guys. They need, like you said earlier, tell the guy up front. What if she felt that she didn't have anything for him on the first date? You say, look, I enjoyed the night or the afternoon or lunch or whatever, but, you know, just things aren't clicking. You know, you're a great person, but I just don't feel anything between us.
Did you hear?
You know, it's like, subtle, come on.
But did you hear when she was direct with him, what he said?
Yeah, but it's like, you know, this is after she strung him along all this time.
How did she string him along? I mean, how did she string him along?
She should have told him on the first date. We weren't clicking. You know, I appreciate you taking me out or, you know, if they went Dutch or whatever. But, you know, come on. If you're not feeling it, let them know. Don't waste their time.
You know what?
Don't waste her time. Hey,
well,
you know what?
I mean, it's not. Yeah, because the one thing I disagree with what you just said about don't waste his time. I mean, it's two people, and her
right.
presence is just as important as his. So, like, I think there's some responsibility on his side to, you know, like, because the idea that a guy has that he's going to try, I just think is irresponsible. I think you just have to. You know,
well, he's got to get the hint.
You would hope he would get the hint, but, you know, most guys don't get quote unquote hints. They need it flat out up front, honest.
All right, Kelly, can you hold on? Because I have an idea here, and I think you might be the perfect person to help with this. So can you hold on for a few more minutes?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, hold on. Hey, hey, Amanda.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, see, now fight for the guy.
Okay, he might just be trying to get her, and she may not just be ready yet. Because my mom and dad, when they were younger, he did the same thing to my mom. He chased after her for like 6 months. He even showed up like in the 60s, 70s, and this big yellow daisy on his shirt with black and purple striped pants. And she's like, I'm not going to date this guy. They've been married for 30 years now.
See, you know what? I hope the guys listen. Joey,
I hope
persistence pays off.
Wear the woman down until she has to give in.
That just doesn't sound right. And what you were saying before about how he, when he saw that Claire was calling,
right.
he picked up the phone and went into all these bad stories.
Immediately went into like, sob, sob, sob.
Yeah.
You know, okay, now what do you have to say? Because I even said that to her last night. I said, obviously, if you were calling him, then he must have realized something may not go right. Because obviously he had it in the back of his mind that she's not interested, or
right.
he would not have launched into feel sorry for me first and then try to talk to me, you know, and say you don't want me.
What you don't understand, and I hope Greg will back me up, is guys aren't capable of that multi-level thought. Like that, you know what that is? That's conniving. And guys don't have the conniving gene the way women
look
do.
Look at you. Right. Jeff Dollar.
Greg, help me.
You're exactly right.
Thank you.
This is typical of a lot of women that I've dated around Atlanta. They just think that, you know, that we're supposed to be able to be this perfect little mind reader. And when actually they should just come out and say, look, hey, you know, I appreciate dinner, but, you know, we ain't great. Let's be friends. But instead they imply this little whatever they got in their brain that, you know, we're supposed to catch this little freaky little hint that they've got when they can just come out and freaking say it.
No, wait a second. Let me ask you a question. A freaky little hint, like no return phone call for 2 months. What about that don't you get?
Maybe she was busy.
Man, she said she was busy.
The holidays.
If you didn't, point blank, and there's no sense in beating around the bush. If you don't want to go out, maybe just say it. I'm a person, you're a person. We both live here. We both got mouth and lungs. Just say it.
Hey, Greg.
Easier that way.
Greg, let me just tell you, okay? If a girl doesn't call you back for a couple of months, she's just not that into you.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. But still, I mean, there's no sense in not being direct. There's no sense
all
in
right.
beating around the bush.
If a woman is just calling a guy, is he really straightforward and says, you know what?
No, he calls her psycho behind her back.
All right, here's what we got. Kelly, are you back?
I'm here.
All right, Kelly, tell me if you want to help out with this, because this is where... this is what I think we do with this, because we're going to go back and forth, and should she have said something, whatever. I mean, that's a debate. That's going to be one of those debates that we have that ends in a stalemate. I think what we need to do is we need to step up and help Claire.
Right.
Because Claire's a friend of Melissa's and, you know, came to Melissa with this problem. So we're going to step up. We're going to help Claire.
And in helping Claire, we're probably going to help a lot of people around Atlanta, both men and women.
Because we'll put
in
the
same
the
situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I've got a blank pad in front of me.
Okay.
We've got all of us in the room. We've got Kelly. We're going to get other listeners to help out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think we need to write a Dear Joey letter.
Okay.
So here's and this is my thought. And the callers will write the letter line by line. And we will, in the end, have a 2 or 3 paragraph letter that simply says, get away from me, creepy man.
Okay.
And it can also be a
caller.
Oh, but does it need to be 2 or 3 paragraphs? Come on, one sentence. I'm just not that into you.
that will definitely be a line.
Yeah, that's to the point.
That will definitely be a line in the letter. So, Kelly, think of your line. Hold, well, you know what? That is your line.
Hey,
just not that into you. I'm going to set the tone with the first line. That's going to be harsh, and it's going to be attention-getting, and that's going to be the tone of this letter.
Okay.
And then in a couple paragraphs, we'll have a complete letter. Bam, ready to go. We'll put it on the internet.
So Everybody on the phone should have a sentence to add to the letter.
Yes, and we'll go around the room first. I'll start, then Jen, Melissa, and then we'll go to the callers.
All right.
So first line, Dear Joey, comma, grasp your ears firmly and remove your head from your ass.
Your number has already been programmed, do not answer, in my cell phone. That's what comes up when it rings. I'm not interested. Do not contact me again.
Melissa.
And what I mean by again is I never, you. No, how did I put it? What I mean by again is you never have a chance with me, ever.
What I mean by again is that you never have a chance
with me. Ever.
You want ever in caps?
Yes.
All caps, yeah.
So what are you trying to say?
So when you mean by ever, do you mean like 6 months or no, ever?
But there's still a slight chance.
Okay.
Phil, you got one?
He's a guy. Because I don't get it.
He's a guy.
Oh.
I could frame this letter and I'd still be like, so you're trying to say you wrote me a letter? You like me?
We'll go right from the top.
You spent the time?
Oh, God,
we'll start with line one. Yasmin.
That's true.
Yes.
Give us the next line.
I'm going to be very blunt. I didn't like you then, I don't like you now, and I'm not going to like you in a couple of months from now.
Perfect!
Good. Very good.
I didn't like you then. I'm not going to be able to type this, we'll have to go back to the tape. I didn't like you then, I don't like you now, and I won't like you in a couple of months from now. Thank you,
good
Yasmin.
Job.
You're welcome.
Jennifer.
Joey, I do not want you ever. Never contact me again, or I will call the police.
Let's see. We got to get rid of Larry because he's a guy. And then, Drew's got to go too. Sorry. Katie, you're up.
Yes, you need to just tell Joey, flat out, I'm not interested, never will be, don't have any time for you, and my cell phone number will be changed.
I like it.
Thank you very much.
So when you change your cell phone, will you call me and let me know what the new number is?
It seems like, you know, Jeff, I don't think that it needs to be a couple paragraphs because...
I think I'm getting the reoccurring theme. Yeah. Hey, Drew, you're up.
Okay, while your dogged perseverance is flattering, yet a little scary, I am not interested.
You know, I would shave that down to I'm not interested because when you bring up the flattering part, all he's going to catch is flattering.
Hope.
You're right.
And,
okay.
that creates hope.
We have to review the letter to make sure there's not one little shining bit.
It was a great suggestion, but you have to, because that then you... It's the female trap of going backpedaling into being nice. I don't want to hurt his feelings.
But, right.
I mean, it was flattering so that I'm candy coating it for you, but I don't want to see you.
From a guy's point of view, when you send this letter, it must be typed out the general basic text. Don't put any frills in it. Don't put any, like, anything. It must be basic New Times Roman text. Don't if you sign it, just print your name, because if we get a handwritten letter or if we get a letter that's, you know, it looks like you changed the font or the style, I'm going to take that as she spent the time to change it.
Change the font.
So that means at least she was thinking about me to make it fun and creative.
Don't
even print it on a blank sheet of paper. Put it on the back of your phone bill.
Because I'm trying to enter the mind. Well, it's hard to enter the mind of a guy because it's very small, not much room. And and my friend Claire is very attractive. So I have a feeling that this guy is all he is seeing is, he's attracted to her. Here's an object of affection that I want to conquer.
Right.
And that he's got his mindset on one thing.
Hey, Kelly, you get the next line.
Yes, please do not contact me again, and I will not be forced to get a restraining order on
Hey, Roxana.
Yes, my line is Joey. Have you ever heard of Lorena Bobbitt?
He might see that as an opportunity, so she's thinking about my junk.
Exactly. She would have to unzip my pants in order to get there. And there's an opportunity. I can change her mind.
All right, let's do. You guys have anything else to add in the room? Because if not, we're gonna take. We'll do just two more lines. And we'll be done.
How does she end it? Is what I want to know. Like the salutation goodbye. At the end.
Goodbye. Because if you say take care, you know.
Don't even put thank you for your time.
Thank you. Yeah.
Sincerely.
Sincerely. No. No. Goodbye.
What about here's to never talking to you again?
That's good.
Like, is that good? Comma, and then Claire.
I like that.
Would that work? Is that a good conclusion? Okay, and then...
And when you say never,
do you mean... Never ever? Never right now?
You know we wouldn't have... I'm going to leave the whole last paragraph is going to one woman. Nicole?
Hey, Nicole!
Hey!
Wrap it up.
Okay, this is the last line I need to put. I only have three words for you, Joey. No means no. That's what you need to put. It need to be the last line. No means no.
Perfect. Here's to never talking to you again, comma Claire, and then just to make sure he really gets it, a P.S. from Vivian.
P.S. My jealous ex-boyfriend is getting out of jail. The murder conviction was overturned. He put it back in.
The Burt Show. Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.